China's parliament has approved new national security legislation for Hong Kong Thursday. Democracy activists in the city and Western countries fear it could erode its freedoms and jeopardize its role as a financial hub. China says the legislation will aim to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference in the city. The plan, unveiled in Beijing last week, triggered the first big protests in Hong Kong for months. Riot police were out in force in Hong Kong as its lawmakers debated another piece of legislation, a bill to criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Wednesday, police made 360 arrests as thousands took to the streets in anger over the anthem bill and the national security legislation proposed by China. Meanwhile, the United States piled on pressure aimed at preserving the city's autonomy. Japan Foreign Ministry says it's seriously concerned about the move by China's parliament to go forward with the national security legislation. In a rare statement issued minutes after the security bill was approved, Japan also called Hong Kong an extremely important partner, underscoring close economic ties and people-to-people exchanges. 2.1 million workers applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. The Labor Department said Thursday applications eased as some employers started to reopen businesses. In all, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation since mid-March. That's nearly a quarter of the U.S. labor force of more than 164 million. All 50 state governors have begun to ease restrictions on businesses opening in a patchwork array of directives that varies widely throughout the country. This is VOA News. Two of the U.S.'s three stock market indexes opened higher on Thursday.